boy, like he wants his rodeo. Oh, well, it's buzz and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's a roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the white of the knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round.
Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Great to have you here on this Thursday morning, broadcasting live at Agribition. It's, boy, I'll tell you, it wasn't long. I got down here about 7:30, quarter to 8. Of course, it was pretty quiet. The exhibitors are getting their booths set up. I got myself all positioned. By 8:30, you could see a trickle of people. 9 o'clock, literally, when those doors opened, it started. And now, I mean, it's not hundreds. It's thousands of people that are down here. We've got a cattle sale that's been going on. Some great shows. Of course, those cattle dog trials continue to go on. And let's not forget about the rodeo tonight. Last night, absolutely packed the Brandt Center. In fact, they had to turn people away. It was free admission, rush seating, so those seats filled up very quick last night. Tonight, I believe there's a few tickets left if you want to get to the rodeo tonight to check it out. This is the place to be, and again, I'm very appreciative that the Saskatchewan Cattle Association give us some space at their booth so that we can set up here and join in the fun that is Agribition 2025. Well, rodeo in Canada is, of course, something that is big business, and I think that's case in point. Last night I mentioned we had a packed house here. Not just the thrilling rides and the bull riding competitions. Behind the scenes, there's a team of dedicated people helping keep the athletes healthy, performing at their best. I don't know if you caught this morning, if you were listening to Greg Morgan on the CJME Morning Show. He had Lonnie West on the program. He's an Alberta boy that's been doing rodeo work here for, he's young, but he's been doing it for a few years. He was bucked off last night. He's back on tonight again, and we look forward to seeing him perform. But what I got out of the interview and the conversation that Greg had with Lonnie this morning is the importance of staying healthy, keeping themselves healthy. And that's where my next guest and all of her colleagues come in. The Canadian Pro Rodeo Sports Medicine Team is literally a team of practitioners who focus on the care of those in the rodeo industry. I've got Heather Ireland joining me, who's not only a practitioner, but she's a board member of this great organization. I appreciate you coming by the booth today. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, let's first of all, how did you get involved in this? Are you a rodeo person by trade, or are you a practitioner by trade?
I am actually a practitioner by trade. So, about 16 years ago, I was asked to take over a spot on a team covering the CCA finals here, and I fell in love, and it's been a passion since. And so, I'm actually a practitioner on the
team. You're a therapist by trade. That's your training.
Yes, you do that massage therapist.
Massage therapy work. Your first experience to rodeo, when you got asked, you know, you do this work, would you come down? What was that like?
It was fast.
Is this a foreign world? Was it a foreign world to you at that time?
It wasn't so foreign, but not something I grew up in. So
right.
The first night was, I just fell in love. It was like absolutely everything I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
And more. So it was fantastic. And it was a passion then, and it has grown into something that is just something I am so dedicated and absolutely love to be a part of. So
I can tell you, and I've been chatting a little bit off air, I can feel your passion. So let's talk about the Canadian Pro Rodeo Sports Medicine Team. What is this organization all about?
So we're a team that's ingrained in the Western industry. We are unparalleled care to the education and health of the athletes, not only inside the arena but outside the arena. And so it doesn't stop at those gates. It literally, they can call us if they're injured at a smaller rodeo, or if they're traveling and they, hey, we need help. And so they can call one of our practitioners on and get help along the way, just because it doesn't just end that night. There's a lot of things that go on afterwards, and there's some pretty big injuries that need tending to,
right,
and don't get fixed just overnight.
Well, that's, you know, I was listening to Lonnie West on the radio this morning talking about, yeah, I've had my shoulders done. Rodeo is not for the faint of heart, right? I mean, injuries are a sad consequence of it, but there's probably lots of ways that these athletes, these competitors, can keep themselves healthy on a proactive way, and I know that's part of the work that your team does.
Absolutely. So we're not just in the arena. We're actually doing education afterwards. So
right,
there's from stretching to making sure that everybody's nutrition is well, and it's just, there's that open door to have everything taken care of for them, and in the sense of having
Is this becoming, I think about even just professional sports in general. I think I saw an interview recently with a young professional golfer who said, gone are the days where golfers just showed up, drank a couple of beer, and then went out and golfed. I feel like sports in general, we're seeing that. The rodeo circuit is the same. I have to think these competitors, these athletes, pay more attention now to their health and wellness than ever before.
I agree. And you've seen rodeo grow over the years, and you see it go from like that cowboy up and just get back on. And that's not what we're about anymore. And you see these athletes going out. Like, you don't get on a 2,000-pound animal without having some athleticism. So, yeah, we do see them as athletes. They are the ones that are in the gyms working out, doing training, doing that educational side of it, and just learning themselves of how to be a better athlete. That comes a lot from our team and the
right.
educational component that we share with them
right.
and our expertise. But, yes, these guys do need to take care of themselves on that way. And mm-hmm. and they've come a long way from that decision to just get on when there's been a concussion to, no, we're going to decide to, we're going to wait, we're going to have a concussion protocol, we're going to make sure that we're good to go so that we can see our entire season, not just that night.
Right.
So it is changing, and it's changed a lot
yeah.
From the time that I've started.
How much of the stuff that you talk about, Heather, is stuff that they have to incorporate not just into their prep for rodeo but everyday life? Because a lot of these competitors, they have full-time jobs. They might work in the industry in some way. They might work with cattle or horses or whatever, but Lonnie is a good example of that this morning. Talked about it's not about going to the gym and working out. Like, he's a busy guy. He leads a very active, busy life, both work and with the rodeo. So how much of this is stuff that they just have to incorporate into their life?
There is a lot of incorporation. There's dads and moms, there's kids involved. There's like, it's a big family affair, back there. It's definitely, and so the incorporation is huge. How those little bits and pieces and the technicalities
right.
that, you can go to the gym a lot and work out, but getting on that bull and having those technical, there's a lot of technique to a lot mm-hmm. of what they're doing. So,
mm-hmm. what would be, you probably get asked this question, but what would be the most common injury or the area that people are most vulnerable in this sport? Is there one you can pinpoint?
That's a tough one because it really depends on the event, right? And so
yeah,
it's very event. It's also you got to see which athlete. Like, is that athlete taking care of themselves? Mm-hmm. Is that athlete weaker in one spot, so we help them out to get stronger in that spot? So it really depends on athlete, and it really depends on the event. So mm-hmm. That's a hard one to say.
Sure.
But the injuries are there, and some, they make it look like it's simple. They walk out, and it's not a problem.
Yeah.
The next one, to the crowd, it doesn't look like much, and it's the ones that you don't see the blood that are probably the most scariest.
Right. We're chatting today with Heather Ireland, who is a practitioner and board member with the Canadian Pro Rodeo Sports Medicine Team. These dedicated professionals are a big part of the rodeo circuit, and they do incredible work. So here, let's use this scene. The Agribition, of course, has a very successful rodeo on site. So this isn't the what do you do leading up to the event and what do you do after. This is on site. What types of things can you and other practitioners do to help these competitors and these athletes?
So before the rodeo begins, 2 hours before we show up, there is two athletic therapists, a massage therapist, and a chiropractor.
Mm-hmm.
So those athletes can come in, get taped, get chiropractored, have massage, and then we move ourselves as soon as the event starts. We move into the therapy. They can still remain to keep coming because as it goes,
right.
there's different events, so different timing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also are first responders. So we're around the outside of the arena and watching each event to make sure that if one of the competitors go in the arena,
mm-hmm.
that we go out first, bring them out, do whatever care we need. And you know what? This doesn't go unsaid. Our EMS is right there with us. So when it's beyond ours,
sure.
EMS is in, and we work really, really closely with them. And the bullfighters are, they're our helpers, and
yeah.
same with the EMS. So it's wonderful, and we all work as a team. It's
mm-hmm.
very team orientated. So without each other, it just really. It really isn't that team atmosphere,
right.
so we all have moving parts.
What
so.
About the mental health aspect of it? Is that part of the discussions, part of the overall wellness focus?
Absolutely. It's a huge one. And Ty Pazban Foundation is a huge one that has moved a lot into our and to the mental health, just a great organization. And it started back when there was mental health with a rider, and it turned out to be not such a great situation. Mm-hmm. But it has changed rodeo completely in the way mental health has been looked at. So it's gone from that cowboy up way to that, hey, if you're not well, come see.
Yeah. I appreciate, Heather, not only do I appreciate you stopping by, this is one of those kind of unsung hero areas, because we all love to watch rodeo, but we often don't know all of the intricacies of what goes in behind the scenes. And the important role in keeping these young athletes and these young competitors healthy. So to you and the rest of the team, I think you said there's, what, 63 practitioners part of this nonprofit?
Yes, there is. There's 63 practitioners. We go to over 280 rodeos a year. There's educational components where we go to schools and educate, I would say rodeo schools in that sense, and educate the athletes on how to get on. Some people are getting on for the first time, and so just that educational component on how to take care of yourself. So it's a huge part, and it's wonderful.
Appreciate what you do, and I appreciate you stopping by the show. Thanks so much for giving us some time.
And check us out on www.prorodeosportmed.com.
Prorodeosportmed.com.
And being that nonprofit, we're open to donations for anybody.
And that's a great point, because you are, this is an organization that only survives because people generously donate.
Absolutely.
And there is, for those people that come and like to watch the rodeo, this is an important aspect to keep it going as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, without us, we don't get to share our passion as they're sharing theirs.
Sure.
Well,
I appreciate you coming by today, Heather. Thanks so much
for
joining the show.
Thanks for having us. Yeah,
Heather Ireland is with the Canadian Pro Rodeo Sports Medicine Team. And they are, of course, out in full force here. And I mentioned rodeo is happening again tonight in the Brand Center. If you haven't got tickets for the Maple Leaf Circuit Finals Rodeo, you're going to want to grab them quick. They are going to sell out for tonight for sure. My understanding is, as we get into the weekend, the tickets are already sold for the rodeo, and so your ability to get in there is probably going to be limited. Just one of many great events happening down here, Agribition 2025. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.